Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodgings and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then, taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord. They all ate and were satisfied. Jesus, at his Last Supper, as Paul recalls for us, that the night when he was handed over and betrayed, he took bread, gave thanks, and said, "This is my body, this is my blood." And he gave for us a perpetual sacrifice to be performed not just once, not just twice, not just yearly, not just every 10 years, but forever. And each time we gather together as a Catholic Church, we partake of his body and blood in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And today, on this feast day of the body and blood of the Lord, this Corpus Christi, we remember particularly that he is present among us till the end of time. Time is an interesting thing, and this first reading from the book of Genesis gives us a mysterious figure called Melchizedek. He is known as King of Salem, the King of Peace. He brings bread and wine, and he mysteriously appears to Abraham and offers up bread and wine in the presence of God and shows them a certain type of sacrifice, a sacrifice that's not of an animal, it's not a human, but it is bread, it is wine. And Melchizedek, it is said, comes from no human lineage and is eternal. A very mysterious figure indeed. And in a certain sense, he is the same priest that is spoken of in the book of Hebrews when Jesus' priesthood is described as the priesthood of Melchizedek, the priest who offers bread and wine. Jesus today sits on the mountain, teaching, curing, helping, showing disciples the way. He spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and we can only imagine the things that he said to them. We know what was written: "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who who are peacemakers. Blessed, blessed, blessed. He told them the good news. He told them the good news that God cared about them, that in their poverty, in their weakness, in their sin, God cared about them. Just as God cares about us, each and every one of us is a child of God and an inheritor of the kingdom of heaven, if we but believe. Jesus doesn't make any high stipulations, but we must believe. We must believe that he is truly the Son of God. All of those people that were around him did not believe in him necessarily, but those who did found that they ate and drank to the full, that everything they ever needed in their entire lives, they received. They received from him. They know, as we know, that we have nothing of our own, only that which has been given to us. We did not bring ourselves to birth. Our parents gave life to us, and they gave life to us through the Lord and giver of life, who came to be our brother and our friend. Jesus says, I am the bread that comes down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. In this story today, we have a miracle happen. How much food do you have? 5 loaves and 2 fish are all we have. Jesus doesn't wait even a minute. Have them all sit down in groups of about 50. They made them all sit down. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven. He blessed them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. That is what we do today. We bless, pray, show, give, break. We share the body of Christ in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We share the blood of Christ in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And later on, at the end of Mass, we will have benediction so that we can thank the Lord, who we adore in the Blessed Sacrament, for giving us his body and blood. He doesn't just give us his body and blood in some token way that we can now say, oh, we received the Lord today, now we can go back to the way we usually are. No, he gives us his body and blood in order to transform us in a real sense into his very body and blood in the world. We are called to become what we eat. All the doctors tell us that we become what we eat. Some of us eat too much. Others, probably not enough. But at this holy meal, we become what we eat. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever.